my man, Tim McTurnley. How are you, sir?
Derek Johnson, my friend. It is awesome catching up with you. Hey, so like in the past, we've talked about numbers and mindset, but there's something else that's recently happened to me I'd like to share. Would it be okay, my friend?
Of course. I'm all ears.
Hey, look, the biggest part of all of our business, right? Well, one thing of being business owners is protecting our culture, right? But above and beyond that, we have to make sure the machine runs. And that is sales. That's marketing. Like Tom talks about, you know, getting eyeballs. We all talk about that, just Tom. But how do we get these eyeballs? And for most people who are successful, and if you want to be successful, you got to have people know who you are, what you do, and you know what's kind of tell you a story. And how do you get that in front of them? I mean, back in the day, my dad had a country western store selling all that stuff. Did I forget to tell you this?
It's not out of an airstream.
No, look at dude. He had a retail store. And I know this is going to make you laugh even harder. Ready? It was called Cowboy Vic's. Dude, I swear to God. Okay. We had country jamborees. I was the cotton candy kid. I had the machine. I would run the cotton candy. My brother and I used to sell it.
This is what I love about this. I just love spending more time with you because I just found out.
I have handled more Stetsons in my life, more Jensens than you can imagine. Dude, I swear to God, we had buildings full of Stetsons, seriously. So where do I go from here, dude?
I don't know. I have no idea. Let me reel you back in.
Please. Back when my dad had this store and we had restaurants, car lots and all that, but the way we got eyeballs. He handed me like a handful of yellow pieces of paper. And we would stop at a parking lot. It's like a big market, but it was a retail store, a big parking lot where they, like a strip mall. And we have to take these pieces of paper and drop them under everybody's windshield wipers. They were flyers. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Advertising. Country Jamboree. You know, huge savings. 10% off. Bring this ad with you. And that's how we marketed, because we couldn't afford TV ads. We had a radio spot on a country western channel, right? Limited amount of viewers, but you get the windshield wipers, underneath the windshield wipers. That was marketing, how to get eyeballs, sure. Yellow pages. Now we have platforms, right? We have YouTube, we have Facebook, we have TikTok, mm-hmm. We have Reels, we have Instagram, and there's more, but that's just off the top of my head. Say there's five of them, right? So I figured the five fingers of marketing. If one of them goes away, that's cool. As long as you're marketing on the other four, you got to have, So Derek, I need to get somebody to do my social media. And I think I found somebody, but when I put my efforts out there and my focus goes to marketing, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about different places. I get this magazine in the mail from a local high school for night school. And I asked my admin person, I says, hey, could you please call the school, see if they have a video department? And she did, and they do. Huh. I said, see if they do. It's like a trade school, if they do co-op programs. And she said, you know, as a matter of fact, she goes, they do. And the guy knows you, the guy, the head of the department. She said, you went to first grade together. I said, oh,
wow. Said,
that's crazy. I haven't talked to this guy probably in about 15, 20 years, just passing by. So I hooked up with him and I went out there to meet with him and also interview two of the students, which they are 17 years old. What do you think I found with these two guys? The commonalities.
The two 17-year-olds?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna go with a narrow focus.
Yeah.
Because they're 17.
Exactly, dude. What these kids are, they're extremely passionate about the video and about making films and recording and podcasts and all these, because they have all this equipment. They have a green room, they have a podcast center, they have a recording room. It's really cool. These two kids. And I call them kids, they're young adults, right? They're extremely laser focused on what they know, what they've been told and what they're taught. So I interview each of them separately and they show me what they produced over their existence with this trade school. As far as, you know, videos and telling a story through music and all these other things. And I'm like really totally blown away that they're 17-year-olds and they're focused. So one thing I did find, Derek, is when I went into the room, they had my YouTube channel up on a big screen in the recording room.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool.
Right. I don't have a huge YouTube presence. It's just, we're not there yet, but we're going to be. We're working at that. But what I asked them was, after, you know, they've told me this story, I listened to what I have to say. I asked them why, out of all my platforms, why is it they chose to put the YouTube screen up and not like my website or my Facebook page or anything like that?
Mm, interesting.
And I fault the system with this, why they did this. What they were teaching the kids is to be narrowed down on where people spend most of their attention.
Ah.
And as you can imagine,
I go on YouTube a lot. I go there a lot.
I use it for everything. I do. If I'm looking for something, I want to watch videos or learn something. That's my go-to resource. But what they've been instructed, and again, Derek, it's not their fault, is that that is where people are hanging out. If I spent all my marketing efforts, all my everything went into YouTube, and say YouTube went out of business, probably unforeseeable that could ever happen.
Not going to happen. However,
but the question I asked them was this: I asked them, how much time do you spend on YouTube? And they're like totally absorbed into it. That's where they spend all their time. And I asked them, I was like, these kids are they're 17, and I says, let me ask you something. When you're at home and you look over at your parents and they have the devices in their hands, what are they looking at?
I know where you're going with this.
Right? These people are probably in their 40s, you know, maybe 50s.
Sure.
And they said to me, Facebook. I'm like, Facebook. And the question was to them is like, you see my prices on my website. And I pulled my website up and showed them. Do you think that a 17-year-old or a 45-year-old could afford to spend $30,000 on a water feature? And
probably not.
Just the deer in the road type of thing, eyes. And I says, look, I says, you're right and you're wrong. You're right because, hey, look, I want to bring awareness to what we do to future generations. So when you become older, the person you're going to think about, the company you will think about will be my company.
Can I bring awareness to you right now?
Yeah.
You just said deer in the road, eyes.
Is that a Southern thing?
No, you said it. It's deer in the headlights. Deer in the road, eyes. Sorry. I just needed to, sorry to interrupt, but it's deer in the headlights, not deer in the road,
eyes. Deer in the eyes, headlights. Just saying. Okay, the eyes of a deer in the headlights. I hope they don't cut this off. This is good.
No. Screw the going rate. Sadly, that's how so many contractors price their work. Here's the problem with that is when you're concerned with the going rate of what other people are charging, you are depending on them knowing their numbers. And most contractors don't know their numbers. And that's why we created Nail Your Numbers. In this fast-paced video training, you are going to be able to walk away in just a couple hours with everything you need to know to price your work based on your goals, your overhead, your profit goals, your numbers, all right, your unique situation. Hit the link, grab it now, and nail your numbers.
So what I'm hearing you say is we need to be very careful. We need to cast a broad net with our marketing efforts, because if we don't do that, we're not even having an opportunity to sell. So if you're just focusing on YouTube, well, you're limiting your potential customers. And if you're just posting on Facebook, the same. So we really do have to hit all the most popular, as we know, like you said earlier, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook.
Right. So exactly. If you're just doing one, then you're putting the flies beneath the windshield wipers. That's a one hit. That's it. And it's not planning for...
Yeah.
It's planning for now, right today, right? So if I'm spending all my effort on something that everybody's consumed in for today, yeah, let's do that. But yes, and what about the other places? What about these other places? Yeah. If I'm casting that net and I'm fishing not in one pond, no pun intended, I'm fishing in many ponds for fish that need to mature later on, kids that are maybe entertaining themselves looking at things that they're going to have when they're older or when they have the money or the property to do these things, but I'm also marketing to the people who are ready, who are actually looking to do something. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's something that was like, it brings back to me talking with these kids, the excitement level that they had, the passion that they have for what they do. It's contagious. And a lot of people can rip on the younger generation, you know, lazy and what. This is not what I'm seeing. Oh, and I may have no, seen. Man.
Do you remember Pandemonium? Several years back, we were in the main room and they played a video. And it was talking about the kids being lazy, the kids being crazy, the kids not going to be what they were used to be. And then at the very end of it, it showed, or the talk was from the 1950s. So they were saying the same thing in the 50s about the next generation, saying the same thing in the 60s, same thing in the 70s, just like we're saying now. Everybody's worried about this generation. Well, it's been that way every generation. Everybody says that. Somehow, things just work out.
Yeah.
Here's my bigger concern, as you're sharing this with me, that their only focus is YouTube. And they had, you said it was a trade school, and this was the videography department.
Right.
And there's someone there being very narrow-minded and saying, just go to YouTube. That's not good.
Yeah. You know, here's the best part about it is after I finished talking, I went to the friend of mine and I said, hey, look, here's something that's going on that I saw. And he kind of leaned back in his chair. He goes, this is good feedback. Right. So he's not so narrow-minded. It's like, these are what I have to teach. It's like, oh my God. Good. It's like, never thought about that. And this is why, Derek, you and I consume podcasts. That's why we're doing what we're doing, to bring awareness. Yeah. Like, hey, if you're fishing in one hole and you're not getting what you need today, you may be fishing in that pond for tomorrow, putting your bait out there, but go fish somewhere else. Fish in many places. Don't just put that thing under the windshield wiper where people may not even have the money to spend with you. Go do other things, whether it be trade shows, whether it be BNI, or whatever else you choose, do a lot and just track to see what works for you and spend most of your efforts there. But don't be afraid to spend it somewhere and let it sit, right? Let that bait just sit there and see what happens.
Yeah. So the marketing aspect for this. So when you're on a sales call with someone, you should always ask how they found you so that you can track that data. And it's important. And also with that, if they say they found me on YouTube, well, I know my videos are on YouTube. If they say they found me on Instagram, I know what my Instagram looks like. So it's very important for you to know your own social media platforms. Don't just farm those out, if you will, and hire it out and just let it happen. Make sure that you know your content. Know your way around that stuff. There's nothing worse than going, hey, I was on your website and I saw this thing and you're like, I don't even know what that is.
Guilty. I've done it. Yeah. I've done it when I first had my website done. I was like, I had no idea. I had to invest the time to study and make sure I know what's happening because I mean, it's mine. I should know everything I need to know about it.
Yes.
That's good stuff. So, Derek, closing out, dude. Don't know where your deer is supposed to be. Is that a fair assessment? Can we wrap this up saying where deer is standing in the road?
Yes. Fish. Know that there's always more than one deer.
Yeah. I don't know how
not
to say
just
that.
One.
Deers.
Deers. Oh boy.
All right. Hey, look, Derek. Yeah. That's my lesson for this past week was, you know, just, damn, I'm looking for other resources in my life to find people to do what I need to do. And having a fresh eyeballs on things, younger person's opinion and objectives, talking to other people. I get different ages of people I'm looking at because it's important to get the flavor of what I need today, what I need for the future. Yeah, dude, it was a great visit and it was well worth my time. Look for people in places I've never looked before.
Awesome.
Good, man. Thanks for hanging out, Derek.
You got it. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah.